Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy today with daytime highs approaching 76. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows of a low around 59. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, high of 80. High of 80 Saturday with a slight chance of rain showers. Slight chance of thunderstorms, 78 on Sunday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 65 degrees.
Kansas, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier with the upcoming Labor Day weekend starting tomorrow. Gas prices are slowly climbing for the final trip of the season as AAA of Kansas has reported that the national average for the gallon of gas is sitting at $3.20. That is up 7 cents from just a week ago and up 6 cents from what we had seen a month ago. Good news for residents in Kansas, however, as fuel is considerably cheaper compared to that national average, with the average in Kansas sitting at $2.86, only up 3 cents from a week ago and up 2 cents from a month ago. Overall, we are still down 20 cents from the $3.06 as an average that we had seen this time last year. Diesel prices in Kansas are sitting at $3.44 for an average. In other news, protesters assembled in the city of Wichita yesterday evening for an event with U.S. Senator Roger Marshall as Democrats across the state continue to protest against the ongoing Trump administration, saying they wanted to be a vocal opposition against U.S. Senator Roger Marshall as he looks for re-election next year.
Come to Rusty Eck Ford for Dog Days of Summer Deals happening now. Exclusively at Rusty Eck Ford. Get 0% APR for 60 months on select new Fords. Like this 2025 Ford Explorer, 0% APR for 60 months. MSRP $50,595 with $2,000 down plus tax and fees. Only $809 per month. Or a 2025 F-150, 0% APR for 60 months. $50,880 plus $2,000 down, only $815. Per month, or a 2025 Ford Escape, 0% for 60 months, 2,000 down, only $488 per month. The deals are smoking hot at Rusty Eck Ford, with rates as low as 0% for 60 months on select new Ford SUVs and trucks. Visit us today at Rusty Eck Ford or online at RustyEckFord.com. Stock number 252043, 252652, 252067, plus taxes and fees. See the for details.
The national TV program known as American Idol has announced that they will be holding open Zoom calls for auditions across the United States, where they say they are including the state of Kansas. KSNC News reports that the Idol Across America audition series has announced that they will be allowing people the opportunity to meet face-to-face with producers of the show and get the ball rolling on becoming the potential new national sensation by auditioning for the TV program. The Idol Across America has announced they will be holding their auditions for Kansas residents virtually this Thursday, August 28th, for those that are interested in participating, and they will need to start off that process by entering their date of birth and creating an online profile if they have not auditioned for American Idol in the past. According to the eligibility requirements, you must be born between June 2nd of 1996 and February 15th of 2011, must be a legal U.S. resident, and have not competed in previous seasons of American Idol and placed first in the competition. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Nebraska State Fair continues on throughout this week, wrapping up this coming weekend, as according to the Nebraska State Fair Board, they say that this year has brought new amenities and events to the State Fair, with the theme for the year being Showcase Your Fair Face, where they say it highlights the community spirit that makes the fair a tradition, with the executive director for the Nebraska State Fair, Jamie Parr, saying, quote, there's a lot of strength work happening now, but each year, right after the fair, we review our feedback from our guests, vendors, exhibitors, the staff, and our fair board, and we assess what kind of changes and improvements we can make for next year's fair, and then we start working on it right away. Overall turnout for the state fair has been decent so far this year, on par with previous years, as the festivities list for today on a Thursday includes FFA Day with 4-H exhibits all throughout the day, entertainment throughout the day, and the grandstands having Sawyer Brown happening at 7:30, which is a free concert. Mid-America Network News.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we don't say two birds with one stone. We say two damages with one deductible. With us, if your home and auto are both damaged in one storm, you only pay one deductible. And we should probably stop using stones for that sort of thing anyway. Talk to a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent about our one deductible advantage at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A fatality accident was reported in Marshall County last Wednesday afternoon near Waterville. Cheryl Ann Dietrich, age 74 of Greenleaf, lost control, left the road, and rolled several times on K-99 just west of Utah Road. The driver was ejected and transported to CMH in Marysville, where Cheryl Dietrich passed away later that day. An injury accident was also reported in Marshall County last Wednesday afternoon at a construction zone on K-99 northeast of Beatty, west of Indian Road. Candy Aiken of Axtell failed to stop and struck Scott Ferking of Summerfield from behind. He was stopped for a flagger. His vehicle then struck another vehicle from behind, driven by an Ohio man who was also waiting. Aiken and Ferking were transported to CMH in Marysville. Marshall County Arts Cooperative will host the U.S. Army 1st Infantry Division Band Thursday evening at 7 in the MHS Auditorium. The 38-member band will perform a variety of well-known songs, from marches to big band swing and more. Free will donation. The public is welcome and encouraged to attend this evening at 7 in the Marysville High School Auditorium. Kansas Department of Health and Environment has issued a boil water advisory for the city of Haddam in Washington County until further notice. City of Washington is working on a temporary power outage Friday morning, 7 to 10 a.m., for repairs at the substation at the city power plant. Primarily affected will be that area north of U.S. 36 and west of C Street. Classes will also be delayed on Friday morning, USD 108, Washington County. Again, the city of Washington with a temporary power outage Friday, 7 to 10 a.m. Marysville City Council met Monday. The 2026 budget was approved as published, with no comment coming forward at the public hearing. Ellen Barber did express concern with the level of taxation for Marysville residents during open comment at a hearing to exceed the revenue neutral rate. Council approved spending $20,000 toward completion of a storage building at the city pool, initiated as an Eagle Boy Scout project by Michael Pilsel, who had raised $20,000 in contributions toward the project. Low bid of $59,000 from AHRS Construction for replacing the alley immediately south of City Hall with concrete was approved. Some business owners had asked for the improvement, offering to fund 25% of the cost. Other business owners did not wish to contribute. Several council members spoke of setting a precedent and funding a portion or all of its cost. After discussion, a motion to approve 100% funding from Street and Highway Fund was approved unanimously. City Administrator advised information would be put out as to water rates in 2026 and also advised that a follow-up lead pipe survey will be sent to property owners. Water rates for a sample 2,500 gallon per month would go from $87.16 to $106.30 per month. Marysville Rotary Club will host a fifth quarter event Friday following the high school volleyball scrimmage and football jamboree. Bulldog fans encouraged to attend at Landall Lanes Friday evening. KNDY will interview the fall sports coaches from MHS. Annual Palmer Labor Day celebration begins Friday evening. An evening bike ride downtown begins at 9 p.m. benefiting St. Jude's. Palmer Gun Show is Saturday 9 to 4 at the Palmer Community Building. For information, contact Josh Hilton at 785-630-1027. Other activities on Saturday include Escape, a Journey tribute band, live at 9:30. Monday activities include a vendor fair, bounce houses, quarter carnival, a parade Monday at 2 p.m. in Palmer. Nebraska Bush Pullers tractor pull postponed due to weather during the Gage County Fair, rescheduled this Saturday evening at 6, the fairgrounds in Beatrice. Final races of the season at Washington County Speedway this Saturday and Sunday evenings. Hot laps at 7:30, racing at 8 at the Washington County Fairgrounds. 39th Annual Pony Express Festival is Sunday at the Hollenberg Pony Expression Station State Historic Site near Hanover. Many activities planned throughout the day at the Pony Express Station near Hanover. Cheryl N. Dietrich, age 74, of Greenleaf, passed away August 20th. Graveside service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Cemetery at Kimio, with the ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for Cheryl Dietrich. Kimberly R. Kim Prothy, age 59, of Marysville, passed away August 22nd. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, with a visitation Thursday, 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Kim Prothy. Services for Galen L. Jones, age 49, of Washington, who passed away August 12th. They're planned Saturday, August 30th at 10:30 at the Morroville Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Galen Jones. Celebration of Life service for Joan Klo of Marysville is planned Saturday, August 30th, 11 a.m. at the Crossing Church in Marysville. Private burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Joan Klo. Jimmy J. Parrick, age 76, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday at 3 at the Washington Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Jimmy Parrick. Brian E. Nooch, age 57, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30 at the Hanover Community Building. Burial in the Hanover Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday from 4 until 6 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Brian Nooch. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Swiss steak, baby bakers, zucchini with tomatoes, and lime jello with pears. Tomorrow, Monterey chicken, scalloped potatoes, mixed veggies, and cranberry sauce. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly cloudy and cooler today with our highs in the lower to upper 70s. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Some sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then partly cloudy skies Friday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. There will be a slight chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout Saturday. Otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then showers and thunderstorms possible Saturday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms possible early Sunday, sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 70s, and partly cloudy skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny skies throughout the day on Monday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, and scattered showers are possible in a Monday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Some spotty showers early Tuesday morning, then staying sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 80s, then scattered showers are possible throughout Tuesday night, otherwise mostly clear with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature late August, 87. Record high on this date, 109. The average low, 64, and the record low, 40. Sunset this evening, 8:06. Sunrise in the morning at 6:52. Overcast and 63 degrees this hour. Shower activity confined mainly to the southern portion of Kansas. Quite a bit of activity down toward the Kansas-Oklahoma border indicated this morning. Nothing up here on the northern tier. Let's check in the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 28th of August. KNDY News time is 7:18.
The hits just keep on coming. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Yankees, one big inning yesterday as they coast to a sweep of Washington.
The 0-2. Grounded weakly. Going to be a tough play. And, of course, everybody's safe. An infield single for Dominguez. And it's 10-0 Yankees.
Yes, Network with the call. Yankees win 11-2, scoring 9 of the 11 in the third inning. Aaron Judge, home run number 41. Cody Bellinger with number 25 in the win. Red Sox edge the Orioles 3-2. Boston holding a half-game lead over New York for the top American League wildcard spot. Mets shut out the Phillies 6-0. New York pulling within four games of the Phillies in the NL East. Braves hit five homers. They beat the Marlins 12-1. Chicago giving up a dozen. Cubs lose 12-3 to the Giants. White Sox fall 12-1 to the Royals. Rangers get 22 hits and four homers in a 20-3 win over the Angels. Shohei Ohtani, 9 strikeouts in 5 innings. Dodgers beat the Reds 4-1. Cincinnati had been the only team that wasn't swept this season until last night. A's sweep the Tigers 7-0. Astros shut out the Rockies 4-0. Houston still leads Seattle by a game and a half. Mariners beat the Padres 4-3. San Diego now 2 games behind the Dodgers. WNBA, Aces win again.
Nas Hillman comes up with another rebound. Ryan Howard gets it back and just cannot connect. And just like that, the Aces now push their win streak to 12.
NBA TV, they run the win streak to a dozen with an 81-75 win in Atlanta. Asia Wilson with 34. Connecticut Sun, 101-95 over Dallas. First time this season, Connecticut reaches triple digits. At the U.S. Open, American men Taylor Fritz and Ben Sheldon winning yesterday, along with the 2-seed Carlos Alcaraz. On the women's side, top seed Aryna Sabalenka into round 3. So was American Jessica Pegula. Football, Kansas City wide receiver Rashee Rice suspended for the first 6 games of the season.
To school is on the brain. That means new notebooks, pencils, new everything. And while the kids are getting ready to get book smart, it's time for you to save smart with Straight Talk Wireless. Switch now and get a free Moto G 2025 with 5G when you activate select plans. Now that's a smart call. Get Straight Talk covered by Verizon's 5G network. Available at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Offer valid through 10/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Purchase of Gold unlimited plan or higher required for offer. Must activate the plan in-store at Walmart. Cannot be combined with other offers.
If your end-of-summer plans don't include a trip to Macy's, then you're missing out. Because our Labor Day sale has huge savings to wrap up the season in style. Like dresses from Karl Lagerfeld and INC, 100 and under. Plus, just what you need for fall. Like Levi's for your whole crew, 30 to 40% off. It's also the best time to update your home. With our lowest prices of the season on furniture, mattresses, and more. Hurry in. Macy's Labor Day sale is going on now. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. NVIDIA reported its second quarter earnings after the bell Wednesday of $26.4 billion. That surpassed expectations, but the chipmaker stock dropped on news that its data center revenue came in below expectations. NVIDIA has emerged as a bellwether of an AI boom, accounting for about 9% of the S&P 500. Kroger, one of the nation's largest grocery store chains, is planning nearly 1,000 layoffs. Reuters reporting that in a memo, interim CEO Ron Sargent saying that the cuts will simplify the organization and free up money to lower grocery prices and help them add stores and add hours for store employees. The company has given no indication that these cuts have anything to do with tariffs. It's the third round of layoffs for the chain this year. Shares of Kohl's jumped a whopping 24% Wednesday after the department store beat spring earnings estimates, even as sales slowed, which CEO Michael Bender blamed on the economy. Dave Packer.
Attention farmers, this is Thad Argenbright inviting you to Performance Ag's Pioneer Field Day, August 28th at 8 a.m., located at the warehouse just east of Waterville. Topics include new products, yield, and issues from southern death syndrome in soybeans to southern rust and tar spot in corn. Please join us Thursday, August 28th, 8 a.m. at Performance Ag just east of Waterville.
market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Good Thursday morning to you all. Markets opening up for the fourth day of the trading week here in just a little bit as we take a look at some of the closing numbers from yesterday's trade day. For the grains market, it was not a strong day for that market. They started the day off in the red and they stayed in the red all throughout the day. For the seeds market, they did have a little bit of green sprinkled in for the early part of the trade day. They finished the trade day all in the red. And for the livestock market, the cattle were a little bit rocky early on, but they finished the day strong in the green, and the hogs were in the green all throughout the day yesterday. We'll see how these trends play out throughout the trade day today. Market report brought to you by Double T Livestock. Whether your herd is big or small, call Troy at 620-491-3312 to sell them all. That's Double T Livestock. In the corn market, September corn down a nickel at 382.5. December corn down 3.5 at 406 even. Kansas City wheat for September down 7.5 at 485.5. December KC wheat down 4.75 at 513 even. In the oats market, September oats down 1.75 at 306.5. December oats up 3 cents at 331.25. In the bean market, September soybeans down 1.5 at 1027.25. November beans down 2 cents at 1047.5. Soybean meal for September down 410 at 293.10. October bean meal down 620 at 284.30. Soybean oil for September down 29 cents at 52.47. October bean oil down 31 cents at 52.72. In the canola market, November canola down 410 at 650.70. January canola down 380 at 663.10. In the cotton market, December cotton down 3 cents at 66.68, and March cotton down 9 cents at 68.44. In the energies market, October crude oil up 65 cents at 63.90. Unleaded gas for September up 2 cents at 2.14. Heating oil for September slightly in the green up to 2.28. And natural gas for September up 13 cents at 2.85. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Madeline Drake. Soil health is an important consideration for wheat farmers planning ahead for next year's crop. K-State soil fertility specialist Dorivar Ruiz Diaz discusses collecting samples to send in for testing.
By the time of the year, we need to be planning fertility or fertility program. And this is really the time to be thinking about this and make sure we have the right information to make the right decisions. Obviously, big implications in terms of the budget, the investment we may be putting in fertility. So we need to have the right information. So that really starts with soil testing. And we need to have the right testing for the right nutrients. And again, the cost of sampling, the cost of that analysis is really nothing compared to the implications of that in terms of what we're doing for fertilizer recommendations and how many pounds and what nutrients and so on.
He details the nutrients to measure in soil.
For sure, we need to be collecting samples. I like to think about these two main groups of nutrients that we need to consider. One is really your immobile nutrients, where we need to be collecting samples, phosphorus in particular. And remember, winter wheat really, really responds well to phosphorus. So we really need to pay attention to this. pH as well, we need to pay attention to that. If we see where we are, we need to be considering some lime applications in some cases. We still have time for that. In many cases, we need to be looking, depending on where you are, potassium as well. That's another nutrient that we need to consider. And then we have other key parameters that we also use for recommendation. One of them is soil organic matter, because that's going to have implication for potential nitrogen supply. So we need to have that information as well.
Diaz describes mobile nutrients that are crucial to soil health.
The other group of mobile nutrients in the soil where we really need to have more of a profile sampling, those are going to be residual nitrate, okay, sulfur, and chloride. And all of these three elements, three nutrients, are very important for us in Kansas for winter wheat. We do see very good response to sulfur, same for chloride, especially if you are in that kind of central part of the state, very consistent response to chloride as well there. And of course, nitrogen. We want to know what we have residual there. And based on that, again, if we do have some residual, we can take advantage of that and make adjustments to nitrogen application later in this winter or in the spring for top dressing. So those are the key ones that we need to pay attention to. And again, having that soil test information at this point is going to be the first step.
That was K-State soil fertility specialist Dorivar Ruiz Diaz on preparing soil for the next wheat crop. I'm Madeline Drake, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Well over 1,500 head of cattle on consignment today. Sale start time 11 a.m. They'll be selling breads at 11:30 and replacement quality heifers at noon. On the auction block today, a complete dispersal, 43 head, 27 black, 6 to 9-year-old cows, 3 to 8 months bred, 12 black cow-calf pairs running black with black Angus bull, calves are 30 to 90 days old, 4 black 2-year-old heifer pairs running back with black Angus bull, calves 30 to 90 days old, 7 black 5 to 7-year-old cows, 8 to 9 months bred to black Angus bull, and 1 black cow-calf pair. 30 replacement quality black Angus heifers, OCV, registration papers available, weigh 7 to 7 and a quarter. 83 replacement quality black Brockle heifers, weigh 7 to 8 and a quarter. 10 replacement quality black Angus heifers, Herbster Angus genetics, weigh 900 to 1,000 pounds. 3 black cow-calf pairs, cows are 5 to 7 years old, calves are 2 weeks old. 2 black heifer pairs, 2 1 to 5 day old bottle calf, and 1 90 day old. 30 black baldy steers and heifers, 40 or 400 to 500 pounds. 12 black steers and heifers weighing 4 to 5. 10 black and red bulls, 4 to 5. 48 black and white faced steers and heifers weighing 4 to 6. 4 black heifers at 500 pounds, 38 weighing 5 to 5.5. 12 black steers and heifers, 5.5 to 7. 40 black baldy steers and heifers, 6 to 650. 90 black and red steers and heifers weighing 6 to 850. 100 Charlie and Black steers and heifers weighing 6 to 850. 37 crossbred heifers 650 to 7 and a quarter. 18 black steers and heifers 650 to 850. 35 black steers 7 to 750. 100 weighing in at 7 to 850. 120 black steers and heifers 7 to 9. 60 mixed heifers 8 to 8 and a quarter. 45 crossbred steers weighing 8 to 8 and a quarter. 16 black heifers, 8 to 850, another 25, 8 to 850. 68 crossbred steers off grass, 8.5 to 875. 60 black steers, 850 to 9, 60 weighing in at 900 pounds. 60 mixed steers, 9 to 9 and a quarter. 60 black steers, 950 to 1,000 pounds. 60 weighing 925 to 950. And those are early consignment listings for the sale today, beginning 11 a.m., selling breads at 11:30, and replacement quality heifers at noon at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 7:30 from KNDY and 63 degrees this hour. Highs near 80 today. Very pleasant week ahead. Weekend looks good, too. A few scattered showers, thunderstorms out in northwest Kansas, southwest Nebraska on the state line. Otherwise, most of the activity confined to south, central, far southeast Kansas. Heavier amounts of precipitation forecast in that region throughout the day today.
As home canning season hits high gear, there's news about a new high-tech method of food preservation. A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. That's 800-603-5815.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, August 28th, the 240th day of the year. Olympic figure skater Scott Hamilton has a birthday, and Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his I Have a Dream speech on this day in 1963. Until recently, most methods of preserving food have meant trade-offs with taste, texture, or nutrition. But the holy grail of food preservation may be on the horizon. Researchers found that extreme high pressure can kill harmful bacteria without producing chemical changes that affect nutrients, taste, or texture. Eggs lose their sulfurous odor, and fish retains its just-caught freshness. As the process becomes less expensive, watch for foods preserved by mega pressure and begin appearing on grocery shelves. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Mid-America Sports Network, I'm Doug Downs. The Kansas City Royals last night took 2 out of 3 against the Chicago White Sox. The Royals got it done in a big way. The Royals recorded 16 hits last night, scored 12 runs as they beat the White Sox 12-1. That ended the 3-game set with the Sox. The Royals now off today before they have a homestand coming up starting tomorrow against the number one team in the American League Central and the Detroit Tigers. Kansas City is currently 3 games behind the Mariners for the last wild card spot. The Kansas Jayhawks will take to the gridiron again tomorrow for game number 2. The Hawks 1-0 on the season after beating Fresno State in week 0. KU is back home at the brand new David Booth Memorial Stadium. Tomorrow night, they will take on Wagner. The Kansas State Wildcats will have to wait until Saturday to get the taste of the loss out of their mouth as they host North Dakota at the Bill. That's sports.
With high school football season about to kick off, we'll take a preseason look at the area teams beginning the week of August 25th. Join us with Spotlight Monday on Diller O'Dell and Southern. Tuesday, Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Fridays, Washington County and Marysville. Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:20. On air, online, and on our mobile app. Join us for a preseason look beginning the week of August 25th.
Stay informed with everything happening inside the Twin Valley League Athletics with the TVL Rundown, airing every Friday during the 7 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m. news blocks on KNDY. Join myself, Max Blasky, and Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Sports Spotlight as we talk everything Twin Valley League Athletics. Catch the TVL Rundown every Friday on KNDY or check out the extended podcast version at KNDYradio.com. Your go-to spot for TVL Sports is the TVL Rundown.
Attention Bulldog fans! As we kick off the fall sports season and a new school year, you're invited to the first ever Rotary Fifth Quarter event. It's happening right after the football jamboree on Friday, August 29th from 8 to 10 p.m. at Landall Lanes. This is your chance to get an exclusive look at the upcoming season. We'll have special media sessions where coaches from all fall sports will discuss their expectations and provide insights into their programs. Be sure to bring your questions for the Q&A sessions that will follow. Come for the insights, stay for the fun. This will be a great night for the entire Bulldog family to share food, drinks, and activities. Bowl a few frames, play some cornhole or pool, and enjoy other games with fellow fans. We can't wait to see you there. Let's show our Bulldog spirit. And remember, it's on Friday, August 29th, right after the football jamboree from 8 to 10 p.m. And we hope to see you there.
KNDY.